There's a long baseball pass caught by Friedel on the right side. Fades away for three. The shot is good with .5. The clock was rolling. There should be time on the clock. He made the shot with about a second to go. It's 89-87, and there should be time on the clock. You never know. They still got a chance of stealing a bucket here. Even if you foul, you could still get a shot off if they make one or two at the foul line. You have to heave it, obviously, but we're going to put 1.2 on the clock. So here we go, 89-87. Santiago will inbound it. And there's a push-off. Is it an offensive foul? It will be an offensive foul, and James Madison's going to get the basketball with 1.2 seconds left and a chance to tie or win the game. An offensive foul trying to get open by Mike Bakelja, who has played sparingly tonight. And now Jalen Carey will check in, and James Madison's got a chance at a miracle. They're going to inbound underneath their own basket with 1.2 seconds left here in the second half. Terrence Edwards will inbound it. They have no timeouts. 1.2. The Dukes can tie or win it right here. Edwards will inbound it. Looks down low for Friday. Wide open. Layup is good. The time expires, and we're going to OT. Wow! The Dukes have done it and forced overtime. 5 seconds in one. Five points in 1.2 seconds, and JMU has forced overtime here at Kent. Wow, 89-89. We're going to overtime. What a play on the inbound as James Madison gets Noah Friedel open on a back cut. It's a little screen. The screener works to perfection, and JMU has forced overtime with 5 points in 1.2 seconds. 89 apiece. We are headed to overtime. Wow. Unbelievable. They needed a miracle, and somehow they got one. What a finish to regulation, and the Dukes in overtime for the second consecutive game. Here we go, 5 more minutes, just like on Monday. Tip controlled by Kent State, and the Golden Flashes have the first possession here in overtime. 89 apiece. Santiago across the timeline. Gets a ball screen to the right side. They switch. Again, they've switched a lot of stuff here this late in this basketball game. Von Cameron Davis up top for Reggie Bass. Jabs a few times. 10 to shoot. Dribbles to the far side right. Goes between his legs. Goes baseline right. Leans in. He goes off the glass. Missed the layup, and a foul is going to be called. That's on Wooden. And that's his fifth. So Julian is fouled out of the game. So their starting 4 and 5 men have now fouled out of the game. Reggie Bass now with 21 points. Jalen Carey is going to check into the basketball game. So it's Jalen Carey playing the five. After Raekwon Horton, Noah Friedel, Xavier Brown, and Terrence Edwards. No Mike Green right now. Mike has 13 points, 3 steals. Reggie Bass, 2 foul shots. 27 seconds into overtime. We are tied at 89. Free throw by Bass is short. No good. Going to keep X out there for offense. They had been switching offense for defense, bringing Mike Green in for him. Free throw is up, and free throw short. Rebound tipped and won by Terrence Edwards defensively. So missed opportunity for Kent State. Dukes can take the lead. Terrence Edwards across the timeline. Noah Friedel slips the screen. Terrence Edwards on the left lane line to the basket. Leans in. Floater is good from Terrence, and the Dukes have the lead in OT. 91-89 JMU. 4:13 left here in OT. Jalen Sullinger has it, top of the key. Bounce pass right side for Santiago. Skip pass left side for Sullinger. Fakes a three-point shot. Dumps it down the post. Hornbeek works on Jalen Carey. Pass down low. Shot fake. Von Cameron Davis scores, and he's fouled. They're going to call it on JC, I believe. So Von Cameron Davis a chance at a three-point play. So Von Cameron Davis last year was a 75% foul shooter. In this game, he is 2 for 2. Has 8 points off the bench. He has tied the game at 91. Jalen Carey with his second foul. Free throw no good. Rebound for Raekwon Horton. 3 misses in OT. Already from the foul line for Kent State. Tied at 91. 3:53 left here in OT. Fake handoff. Xavier Brown left of the lane. He'll go up off. He got fouled. No call. And still scores on Jalen Sullinger. He backed him down. Rose up. Spun and scores to begin 93-91 JMU. 3:38 left in overtime. Santiago with dribble handoff for Sullinger. Here's Reggie Bass. He'll get a ball screen. Fighting through that is Raekwon Horton. Goes baseline left. Step back. He'll take a three-point shot in the corner. It is short. No good. Tipped by Noah Friedel. Won by Terrence Edwards. Rebound for JMU. They've got a two-point lead in the basketball. Fat has it. Left side. He has it on the corner now. Throws it back up top for Xavier Brown. Xavier deep three. X's three is too strong. No good. Rebound for Raekwon Horton. Lost it. Jalen Carey. Put back is good. He got the loose ball off the feed for Raekwon Horton. And JC has made this a four-point JMU lead. 95-91 with three to go in overtime. Here's Santiago across the timeline. Dribble handoff for Sullinger. He'll go back to the top of the key for Reggie Bass. Driving Santiago. Got by Noah Friedel. Layup is no good, and he's fouled by Noah. And that's his fifth. He's got to let him go. That is the third starter now with five fouls. But Friedel, the hero to get this thing to overtime with a three-point shot. He's got 15 points on seven shots, three rebounds, five assists. It'll be Mike Green coming in for Noah. So how about this lineup in overtime? Mike Green, Xavier Brown, Raekwon Horton, Jalen Carey, and Terrence Edwards. 2:46 left in overtime. 95-91. Dukes by four. Santiago gets two free throws. A career 90% free throw shooter. He's missed two in the game, though, and they've missed all three in overtime. This one does go down. One more to make it a two-point game. 2:46 left in OT. 95-92. Free throw good by Santiago. It's a two-point game. 95-93. Mike Green will run the point now. Xavier Brown off the basketball. Mike across the timeline. Two-point JMU lead. Here's Terrence Edwards on the left lane line again. Spins. Double team this time. Can he pass out of it? Still in some trouble. Trying to go through a double team, and they call a jump ball. It'll be JMU basketball. 2:32 left. Shot clock will stay at 16. Dukes have the lead in the basketball here in OT. Halfway through. They'll throw it to Xavier Brown left side. X dribbles back to the top of the key. Gets a ball screen from Jalen Carey. He runs into a man and fouled by Hornbeek, and two free throws coming for X. Need these from Xavier Brown. Last year was 6 out of 7 at the foul line. At Jamestown, his senior year when he was first-team All-State, averaged 28.6 points per game. He shot 70% at the foul line. 123 out of 175. Last year, 6 out of 7. Has not attempted a free throw yet this season. X off the bench has 7. Free throw here. Money. Three-point game, 96-93. 2:27 left in overtime. One more coming for Xavier Brown. Free throw. Good. It's a four-point game again with 2:27 left. Dukes will pick up with some full-court pressure. With some huge free throws here in the second half in overtime for JMU as well. On the near side left is Santiago. Left-hand dribble guard to Mike Green. Goes back to the top of the key. Ball screen set by Hornbeek. Good job to fight through it by Mike. Another screen set. Jalen Carey hedges that ball screen. Pass right side. Peyton goes baseline right. Leans in. A foul is going to be called on Raekwon Horton. For Horton, that'll be his third. And free throws coming for Chris Peyton. Peyton was 1 for 1 in the opener. He is 5 for 6 in this game. So 6 for 7 on the season. He has 20 points and 14 rebounds. Last year at Pitt, he was 63%. At Kent. And he misses this one. Last year at Kenny was 63%. At Pitt, he was 1 for 3 2 years ago. So another missed free throw in overtime. 2 out of 6 on the Golden Flashes in OT. Just like the Spartans, they didn't shoot well from the foul line on Monday. Second free throw is good. It's a three-point game with 2:06 left here in overtime. 97-94. Green across the timeline. Mike has it. High on that left side. Gets a screen from Jalen Carey. JC rolls in the corner. Open three. Raekwon Horton. Big shot. Ray missed it long this time. Carey chases down the rebound. Throws it out high. Here's Mike Green with 12 to shoot. Plenty of time. 1:46 left in overtime. Great offensive board for JC. Green wants to go 1-on-1. 5 seconds in the lane. Left of the lane. He'll scoop it down low for Jalen Carey. Finds Raekwon Horton. He's got to shoot it and doesn't do it. He didn't realize the shot clock was down. They wasted 30 seconds, though. It's still a three-point JMU lead. 1:36 left here in overtime. 97-94. Kent State right to left. Santiago across the timeline. 1:28 and counting. Bounce pass top of the key. With it is Hornbeek. Jalen Carey guards him. In the corner, Sullinger will try a three, but he stepped out of bounds. He missed it anyway, but he stepped out of bounds as he stepped back for the three. He stepped on the sideline, a turnover on Kent State. That'll be their 16th in the game. Here's the inbound for Xavier Brown. 1:15 left in OT, a three-point JMU lead. X has it high on the left side. Brings it to the near side right. 1:06 left in overtime. Xavier working on Vaughn Cameron Davis. Dribble handoff for Terrence Edwards. He fakes a three-point shot. Hesitates in the lane. Kicks it in the corner. Big shot, Ray again. Get in! Yes, sir! Raekwon Horton again! It's a six-point game! Big shot, Ray! For the second consecutive game! 3.2 left in overtime. It's 100-94, James Madison.